Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Power Hour Nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea, from the shores to the shores beyond. We are the resistance. We are the hope for pulling humanity out of the abyss as we approach the denouement of its capture. I'm George Freund, your guest host from Canada. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory. And there's no greater victory than cavalry and no greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. We're forming posse and we're going to go into the heart of the virus as usual. And we're also going to go to France and we're going to speak to the author of a very great book that I had come across very recently, The Royal Secret by John Bentley. This is a book that goes back to the Elizabethan Tudor era and talks about Francis Bacon in a novel with high degrees of accuracy about what has occurred in history. Sir Francis Bacon is probably as important as the Founding Fathers to a degree in his influence in the Americas, the forming of the Americas, the original settlements, Virginia, the Virgin Queen. They are connected. And he wrote some very great books. Many are off the books because there's still a great argument about who is the author of what are called the Shakespearean sonnets and plays. It wasn't Shakespeare. He was just a tad above buffoon. He could barely write his own name. But for some strange reason, history has to be controlled, minds have to be manipulated, and you can never, ever bump into things in the dark. And in that era, you had best bump into things in the dark and be able to handle yourself. You're dealing in a world that was a monarchy, and most monarchies, outside of a very few, were despotic. Saudi Arabia would probably be a big step up compared to these old English monarchies back then. If you said the slightest thing, could you imagine Hillary Clinton having the power of Elizabeth I? And how many bodies would line the streets for people that have offended her? How many people would be in torture chambers and have their heads put on the fence all around the White House? Because that's the way you lived back then. If you said the slightest thing out of turn, you were gone for treason or heresy or both. And no one could interfere with the divine right of kings. That was the era, living in pestilence, filth. Everything was thrown into the River Thames, everything. And you had to drink from it, get sick, and die. You can't even imagine the horrors that existed before some of the great inventions, like plumbing and sewage, to relieve us of that strain. Water filtration, running water. We complain about the fluoride, but that would probably be 1,000 steps up compared to what was back then. And people had to live and survive back then. And what would you do if you were brilliant? You would do what has been done probably since the dawn of time. You'd have to write in code. And in the Shakespearean plays, that's what's in there. Francis Bacon was the true son of Elizabeth I. And his mother did not want him taking control of the throne. And that's a terrible shame, really, because he probably would have been a good king. So we had to get stuck with all the tensions that mounted over her not having an heir. And then ultimately, the rats in the castle picked one for her. She is supposed to have mumbled something on her deathbed that had to be translated by one of her so-called faithful servants. And it's highly unlikely that he passed along the proper word. And then James I got the nod, became king of England and Scotland. And reading this novel brushed up my history a lot on what licentiousness really means. Because not only was Elizabeth very dysfunctional, probably, because if someone says something out of turn, you don't quickly gouge out their eyes and put them to death in some sort of torture chamber. So that can hardly be a standard of government that we would appreciate in any way, shape, or form. Bacon wrote The New Atlantis based on that there is a utopia, a place where we can have good government and that people can live in peace and harmony. And he knew the wrath of the Queen. He'd been in the Tower of London. So James I comes in. He's not really any better. He has his peculiarities, too. One of the big ones is looting the treasury, looting the people, because you can. You have the divine right of kings and pad your pockets with a massive fortune and just basically do all the sinning of the world for them, including other forms as well. He had quite a passion for what's called masculine love, and he is the progenitor of what we call the King James Version of the Bible. So I always like to look back to say, someone gives me something, why don't we ever test its veracity? Sir Francis Bacon probably wrote the King James Version of the Bible, and there are allegations he was into masculine love as well, the occult. He was the top Freemason in England at the time. So there's a lot of red flags there to say, what did they put in there? What did they take out? Had they added or deleted anything? It wasn't supposed to be changed from its original language, one tittle, they used to say, from its original Hebrew. And I made a point of looking up some of these words, and I wrote a blog called The Resurrection Body, because I see that what we describe a lot in our churches with our pastors sounds an awful lot like the robotic type of existence that they're building for us and are trying to herd manage us into. See, we can't have herd immunity, but we can drive the herd into a trap. Did you know that Thomas Jefferson wrote his own Bible? It was for personal, private use. And he said, question with boldness even the existence of a God, because if there be one, he must approve of the homage of reason than the blindfolded fear. And it was fear way back then. Heresy was punished in the most vile and disgusting ways. So you had to be very, very careful. So I looked up some of these words that I see from the Orthodox Jewish Bible. And when I see these words and research them, I find we weren't given the whole enchilada. There are two Adams. There are two resurrections, one for each. I talked about that a little bit last time. What was the word? Forgive me for pronouncing it so terribly, because I heard it properly pronounced and I'd have to practice for a little while. But in my pidgin English, Tekias Hamasim, which is supposed to be the resurrection of the dead. But the root words of Tekias, I went further. The I is interesting because that's used in computer code. IS is from the Quran and the Islamic faith. And it means a substitute, a replacement. So that tells me perhaps that I have an image. Maybe all along that's the graven image, is the one we make, that we try to duplicate the original Adam and create the new Adam, which is very well described in that text, and bring it along for us. So the new human is the Adam HaChadesh, the mystical, magical Adam. And why would it be mystical and magical? Because it's a robot, it's electronic, it's artificial intelligence, it's silicon-based life. And this Adam is to what? Slay the original, Adam HaKadmoni. So one seems to be reproducing by natural means. And that bit of translation perhaps is there. And those translations attack any of our so-called human reproductive traits, which are called lusts and various passions, to be slain But then if we don't reproduce, we just die. And that seems to be the end run of the Silicon Life or the secret societies that are taking us along this path to lure us into this sort of subjugation so that we will be captured prisoners in the cloud. So the one resurrection of the soul without the body was called Gan Eden, the other the era of Messiah. So it seems to be pretty clear one has something the other doesn't. The Gan Eden has divine light. When you go into that format, you forget the comprehension of God. God says when we take the mark of the beast, we're cut off. So that seems to be a logical conclusion, and that's probably not the better one. There are two levels within it, a higher and a lower, and there are infinite numbers of strata, or probably dimensions as we know them. They say there are pillars separating them, and when you move from one to the other, you lose your memories, and you're on this, like, treadmill through eternity to go to a higher and higher level to get some sort of light. But in the era of Messiah, by contrast, the infinite dimensions of the Ein Sof, which is God's essence or infinite light, will be revealed. Therefore, this revelation will encompass the material plane as well. So it comes to you as opposed to you chasing it in the Gan Eden. Those could be very, very, very important things to know as we come to the dawn of this new era, the end of flesh and blood, the physical existence that we know, and enter the new existence of chips and circuits controlled by whatever master they have deemed to have control. Christ would be life, Antichrist would be non-life, or perhaps more better term, the artificial intelligence, eternal death. And that's the choice we will have to make. We will rise to the clouds. That's Ananim, to meet Adonu in the air, which is Yeshua. And what are these clouds? I look at them now as the computer clouds. And I firmly believe that we're on a path to have components, such as the nanobots, put in our bodies to turn us into this death creation, this non-life, for whatever control that they will muster over us. It's going to be a difficult ride, this little bit of future that we have. And somehow, we have to figure out a way to not submit. Just saying no and standing up for yourself is a great part of that. Because as bizarre as it seems, the word heresy has always been in the shadows, but now it's just so overt that there is a power of intellectual force controlling the world. And this force has its dictates. And if we do not go along with these dictates, then we become the heretics. And we're just destroyed very, very quickly for it. That is a very sad state of affairs, because our whole lives are built on the illusion, perhaps, of the fact that we have free determination, free speech. And we have to maintain that. Our freedom isn't free. It was only given to us free because someone else earned it for us. And like anything, when you're living at home with mom and dad and everything's provided, one day when they're gone, you pile the laundry up at the door and mom doesn't wash it anymore. Dad's car's just sitting in the driveway rusting because we haven't taken our responsibilities. So one of the big heretics now was one of the most popular writers of this century and bits of last century, J.K. Rowling, who questioned some of these narratives about gender, because that whole Bible was very, very clear. There are no male, there are no female, because as robots, you don't have gender. You doesn't matter what they make you to look like. It's immaterial. So one of her friends, another writer, Gillian Phillip, went on social media and said the same thing. And she was attacked viciously by armies of bots, which were probably not even human, really, to just totally deface her reputation, her name, and make her look like some sort of raving lunatic. And that's a terrible shame, because we have the right of free speech. It's in these constitutions, in these bills of rights, wherever we go from country to country. But if you say for a minute something that goes beyond what they've determined we're allowed to say, they tear you apart. She's not going to be hauled off to the Tower of London and have her eyes gouged out and have her head put on a pike. Yet. But don't think for a minute there aren't people who are mad, totally mad, vacillating about that and wishing they had the power. Because if we were ever stupid or foolish enough to give it to them, we would regress back to those wonderful old days of despotic rule and decide whether we cower in fear forever or stand up like good men and women, like generations before, and say, enough is enough. I came across a very interesting documentary yesterday, too. It just blew my socks off, because I was reading this great book, and it reminded me of a man who's quite old now, Duisberg, who was a researcher in viruses and vaccines a long time ago, and quite the disturber of the modern orthodoxies as they come along, especially another researcher named Gallo. So the book was called The Virus Within, The Coming Epidemic, How Medical Detectives Are Tracking a Terrifying Virus That Hides in Almost All of Us. And to go over, you know, some of the names and processes in there intrigued me, so I searched up Duisberg to see, well, where is he now? What's he doing? Well, at his age, probably not a whole lot. But I came across a documentary about the past crisis. It was called House of Numbers. It is well worth watching and refreshing your memory on history, because it repeats. And what history did we have back then? What drove you to fear a generation and more ago? Made you panic? How about AIDS? Anybody remember that? So in this documentary, they get into the numbers, how numbers were manufactured, how the crisis was manufactured to profit drug companies, how the CDC was almost facing its end. One of the speakers in there had told people that there were notes all over CDC to say, we need a new disease or we're going to go out of business. And lo and behold, they helped find one. Because the greatest spread of this was in Africa, in places where they had no means to test. And then they changed the criteria of what AIDS really was, just like they do with our COVID-19, to get higher numbers. And usually when you're heading for the exit, a lot of the symptoms are the same. And especially in Africa, where there could be no detailed analysis of some of the people who passed away, they were very much artificial numbers, it appears. And they just created a scare pandemic. And Duisberg stood up and said it had a lot to do with other things and not a virus. And some of the things they tried to say were viruses may not very well have been or not responsible for the disease, if it even existed. As they said, the big fight, of course, was that HIV caused AIDS. But that appears that to some people, they made it up. And other people believe that was the shining light of truth that they had discovered. And when you see someone who's very popular in the news today making his debut back then, perhaps, Dr. Fauci. It's a very, very interesting documentary. So I highly recommend you look that one up, House of Numbers, and refresh your memory on the history. See it repeating here in your life. And then remember, to panic and fear so that they can drive you into whatever trap they want to drive you and hold you prisoner for eternity as they take your immortal soul. Because like most herds, I think even the animal herds on the way to the slaughterhouse have figured it out by the smell that this is going to be the last trip. It's not going to be pleasant. They understand, but for some strange reason, human beings just don't seem to understand. They can't catch on. So it almost looks like evidence for sure to prove that Darwin is wrong, because we can't evolve if we blindly walk into our own demise with the help of media corporations controlling every thought, every idea, every opinion. And when you don't exactly go their way, accusing you of heresy and issuing various forms of chastisement or even downright punishment for having that idea or opinion, that just proves that we are not free at all. The Clash had a great song called Know Your Rights. You have the right to free speech as long as you're not dumb enough to use it. And that seems to be the credo today, the credo in the past, and hopefully not the one in the future, because if we break out of this, I don't think we're ever going to go back too willingly to being manipulated, controlled, and bothered like we were in the past. As I think we'll have earned our stripes, we'll have fought for our freedom, we'll have won. And with that victory, it'll probably take a good couple of few generations for the effects to be wearing off. But this is the great fight. We are being led into something. And at every turn, you know, if you even could remotely imagine that the panic from governments would just be so overwhelming, you can only say mad men and women are ruling the world, or conniving evil traitors to nations and peoples. I think I vote for the latter. Anyway, I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Thanks for coming out.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. Or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us in the next hour is going to be one of the most intelligent men I've come across in a long time, John Bentley, author of The Royal Secret. And he did invent some of the parts of the Internet. He was a businessman, he made many fortunes and been on the roller coaster ride of up and down, a yachtsman, and just your typical old-fashioned, I guess, English entrepreneur and gentleman, and very learned in the ways of Francis Bacon, the Tudor era history, codes and ciphers in the era they applied to. These things still exist, you know, by the way. If you think for a minute that there aren't codes used, that's something I used to do as a specialty that many other people would never bother with, or even don't even have the slightest concept to understand or comprehend, is frequently before a major operation, they put coded messages in the popular press or on TV. Some people call it that predictive programming thing where they're telling you the future so that you can short sell or stay out of Dodge as required and live a better life. It still goes on. One of the biggest ones that I worked on were the Google Doodles. They're usually almost always coded messages to tell the elite rich what's going to happen. Some of them were very deeply prophetic as well. And, you know, if you go on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com, go in the blog section and search for Google Doodles, you know, I've probably decoded, you know, many, many, let me tell you. But because it's for such a, you know, select group that can even begin to understand what's going on, they don't do it much anymore. And as it takes a lot of time, I just read them over closely for my own satisfaction and get on board with what's going on. But these are very, very in-depth means of communication to the elite rich, or disgusting as the way may be. We got some great Power Mall sales. Good, healthy, naturally products, 10% off this week. Vitamir products, 10% off this week. flash sale, 30% off ancient minerals, magnesium products for a limited time only while supplies last. And then something I was just thinking in my head last week, and, you know, here it is, so we'll talk about predictive programming or something. Power Hour T-shirts. You know, that's something you got to have as you're going about, is, you know, to give advertising to Power Hour and tell people there are alternatives. One of the big easy ways that's free to do it is just as you're adding comments to anything, anywhere, mention Power Hour Nation. Mention the Power Hour Mall and get them some advertising, because you're spreading good news and there's nothing wrong with that. It's, you know, almost a required thing. I just got a news story here from Sunday, although it wasn't published until the 18th, about Air Force One almost colliding with a drone, and an investigation is being launched. So Sunday night, passengers on Air Force One spotted a small object like a drone flying to the right of the plane as it was making its final descent. And this is probably a weird way to do an assassination attempt, perhaps, but the plane did land at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland, and the military is looking into this. But, you know, there's absolutely nothing that the enemy wouldn't stop at, especially if you understand, you know, the old ways of nations with kings, or you go back to something like the Borgias TV show, with all the plots and counterplots of everyone who craves power and all the dirty things they'll do to get it. It's just standard operating procedure, really. And why we sort of pretend it doesn't exist is shocking, really. Here in Canada, our former, well, it's not former, she'll still be foreign minister, Chrystia Freeland was sworn in as our finance minister. She's a Rhodes Scholar, but she's not a financial person. So it's very rare that you don't put a financial person in charge of finance. But that's the way the world seems to work, really. Because probably no one's really in control except the criminal elements that run the world and rip us off. So this is added to her portfolio, and Prime Minister Trudeau prorogues Parliament. This, you know, just puts up that close sign, because he's been under a lot of pressure lately. You know, nobody explained to him that your mother and your brother getting a big contract with a charity that governments are financing is a conflict of interest. Could you imagine that? You know, after his first term in office, like he just didn't know. But it is. It's so blatantly obvious how they rip us off. And I think that's just the light end, the looting. I think the high end is so much deeper that I don't even think a lot of people can even talk about it. And that gets back to the Nova Scotia shooting, the missing women. In fact, a long time ago when he was, I wouldn't say teaching, but working at a school, the Picton Pig Farm, where serial mass murder was going on, was only 13 kilometers away, and that he had to pay off a young woman with a non-disclosure agreement in the seven figures to hide what she had to say from becoming public in the last election. I think it can only hint at one thing, is he was going to places he shouldn't be, if I had to take a guess. Germany records the highest virus cases since April. So we had the big protest there that everybody was very happy with, to see that there's some people somewhere in the world that will actually do something or say something, getting the heat turned on. And then a lot of these cases, like, they're not in great numbers. Like Northern Ireland, 51 new positive cases. The death toll of 559, that's hardly a plague. And I still say it and believe it, the bodies would be in a street if this was a real crisis. Because what we're doing, we're not protecting ourselves with these stupid masks or some of these other things like social distancing. And this stuff was really in the air, really around. Like, I almost laugh to see how talented some people are to try to open a door with their elbow. Or, you know, I heard a good joke from a Vietnam vet in Florida. You know, he was doing some video and going to a Walmart or something like that. But you've got two cloths masks over your rear end. And if somebody breaks wind, even if you're wearing a mask and you had enough bean burritos, you're still going to smell it. So it doesn't do anything. It's just a complete waste of time. And then I overheard some lip darts talking, and, you know, you got to have a ball peen hammer to hit yourself in the head a couple of times when you're listening. But it's the same type of thing. So you wear a mask to protect me because my mask doesn't protect me. And bong, 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 bong. Hello? What? Well, if your mask doesn't work, what makes mine work? It defies Plato's laws of logic. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And it doesn't. It says right on the box, it doesn't work for viruses. Alexei Navalny, Russian opposition leader, poisoned. Well, that's just like the old days of the castle. And you always had food tasters and all the rest of this thing. But, you know, he is involved going after Mr. Putin and trying to, you know, hopefully get to the bottom of various things. They don't let it last long. Mr. Putin is very big on poisoning, it seems. A lot of people that came from Russia get subdued by that. Calls for inquiry to Belgian police custody death. This is a guy, you know, he's going through the airport, and he's caused a disturbance on a flight. Why you do that, I have no idea. But there could be other reasons, as I read in my virus book, is that you had a virus in the brain, and it was causing difficulty for you to have cognitive awareness, and you flip out at times or whatever. And anyway, he's taken into detention, and he's just pretty much given a good beating, and there's a guy sitting on his chest for 16 minutes. That can make it hard to breathe. And there was blood. They didn't take him for medical treatment. He went into a coma. He died. And in one of the stills from the video, one of the officers stands up and gives a good Sieg Heil salute. Like, what are you supposed to think about people like that? And why would we want to give them more power? Why would we want to give them any power at all? DARPA launches Project Chariot in bid to shield big tech profits. Oh, isn't that sweet? So this is for setting up basically the beast, the Internet of Things, and how all the money will go through all this, and who's going to benefit and who's not. The big thing is we know we'll not even be able to look in. It'll be so complex and complicated. But the big companies that are ruling the military-industrial complex and the world that have probably sided with what I call the artificial intelligence form of life, the Silicon Life form, like the big computer companies, Microsoft, Cisco Systems, IBM, are in there for the looting, for cloud computing, building that new dimension where some will go up to the cloud and some will come back in climactic battles. Bank of Nova Scotia pays $127 million in fines over criminal precious metal manipulation. Well, as if we didn't know that was happening. By and large, I think if we were free from all this manipulation, I wouldn't even want to count what the price of gold and silver would be, and other precious metals as well. Because you can still, you know, even if you had to chip in at copper or something like that, because you're on a beer budget, there's no problem. It's got some real value to it. And protect yourself. But for them, these fines are almost like a business expense. It's like a joke to be written off. And they just don't seem to care. And we trust them with our money and making influence policy to governments. Australian Prime Minister puts citizens on notice all will likely undergo mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations. Tell me I'm surprised. I look at Australia almost as like some sort of vile, disgusting country for what they've done to their own people out of the fear of this so-called virus. Unless they really know something that hasn't been revealed or that I don't know, it is, you know, why would you ever bother to send troops somewhere to fight for somebody's freedom when you have no freedom in your own country? And this big push to mandate these vaccinations can't have anything to do with disease, but everything to do with control. And when you see how people are abused in Australia, like I saw a video of this young girl coming from the doctor's office to get a note, say she can't wear a mask, and the police, you know, basically putting her in a chokehold and pounding her into the ground to haul her away. She's just a young kid, you know. It shouldn't be a rocket science thing to have to settle there. You know, okay, there's a mask law. She's walking down the street without a mask, and you just ask her, you know, excuse me, dear, where's your mask? You know, do you have an exemption? That's my second sentence. Almost attached to the first one as I'm spewing it out. Do you have an exemption? And then she says, yes. Okay, can I see it, please? Do you have any identification to support the name on this exemption? Okay, have a nice day. And knowing that I probably work with a bunch of criminal psychopaths who would want to do the Zig Hail salute when nobody's looking, and they got somebody pinned to the floor for 16 minutes that can't breathe, I'd probably maybe even arrange a car to take her home so that she doesn't have to do it again and again and again. Canada-bound vaccine blocked by China's customs was created with Canadian tech. So that's true. Canada and China, CanSinoBiologics, are working hand in glove to make this vaccine to poison us. But the beauty of it is with a little bit of difficulties with China, China's blocking it from coming to Canada. Wow. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that. Common type 2 diabetes drug metformin recalled over cancer-causing chemical NDMA. And how did that get into the witch's brew? So we're not chemists, most of us, and pronouncing some of these things is tough enough, never mind understanding what they are, but we can always look over quickly with a Google search what they are, what they mean. And the New Delhi drug maker, Apotex, said it was recalling widely used diabetes drug metformin due to possible high levels of cancer-causing chemical, nitrosodimethylene. And thanks a lot. But I believe there's a great push to cull the herd, and this is one of the ways they do it. Another one is with injections. And Apotex is the company that Barry and Honey Sherman owned here in Toronto, and one of the most strangest, weirdest murders that have ever happened. The level of sophistication is so high that you could probably only have maybe 4, 5, 6 at most countries' intelligence agencies that could pull this off and get away with it. It's that high level. So what are they doing? Well, putting poisons in the drugs is one thing. Money issues is another. But I would say they were probably being taken out of the race for a vaccine, perhaps. This is where it's really cool that John Bentley, author of The Royal Secret, that's part of his novel, is the fact that there's a big pharma company owned by this chap, and they're going to put something akin to what we're afraid of in the alleged vaccine in a medical prescription to do the same thing, to totally turn you into some other form of creature. You know? And that's why this book is just so, so prevalent. It not only does it deal with the past to help you understand how things work, but it also has a great intuition into the future. Joe Biden is permanently disqualified from holding any public office in the U.S. federal government, according to the United States Code, as if anybody ever follows any laws. But because of all this stuff he was involved in the Ukraine with the corrupt practices of this Burisma Holdings, those are criminal acts, and he can't hold public office, aside from the senility and all the other weird things. And how this is allowed to happen, you know, it's the same here in Canada. I got an update from one of the shooting organizations, and they said, you know, a similar thing. When they passed these, prohibited weapons criteria in the spring, it's against the Firearms Act. So when you classify a firearm, you got 12 months. Is it prohibited, restricted, or a general purchase item? And they didn't do anything. So the 12 months expired. To reclassify it after that 12 months period is against the law. So the lawyers who were looking into that found there's 340 violations of the Firearms Act for the 340 changes they made, which is illegal. You don't have lawful authority to do that. Why are we in this boat? Why is the law of the jungle? Might makes right. Why just determined a long time ago that we are enemy combatants to whatever's taking over the world, and we're being treated as such. And that's why we're rounded up as a herd. That's why we have to be disarmed, identified, scanned, because we're in a giant global concentration camp. And most people haven't even begun to understand what that is because they still haven't felt the rope chafing their neck yet. Yet. But it will. Doctor silenced over successful COVID therapy. Center of Holistic Medicine, West Bloomfield, Missouri, Dr. David Brownstein. So what he was doing was using high-dose vitamins, oral iodine, vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D3, and taking this monster on. So it's probably not a big monster. It's the same with the hydroxychloroquine. I know that's working for many doctors, but it's heresy to say that anything else works. Because this is a war. Social distancing and mask wearing could be enforced every year to drive down flu deaths. I saw that on the Daily Mail Australia thing. So you see, once they got you, they're not letting you go. And they'll just say, even though you know, it's debatable about what this is doing, they'll say, well, they'll do it for other things, like the seasonal flu. Or anyone who has symptoms from anything. Because this is your form of compliance to the order. Just like in old days, you might have to wear the crooked cross, or if you're in China, you got that little star you got to have on your clothes, or communist Russia, you got to show you're a paisano. And that's the way you show it, that you're submitting. And you can't submit if you want to keep any vestige of freedom. The statistic that will infuriate you, how twice as many people died of the common flu last year than coronavirus and influenza combined in 2020. So there we go. This isn't going the way they want. It is, like in that video, a house of numbers. And the numbers are being made up to make a narrative. And the narrative is made to keep us in bondage until the final moment. When they decide what, if anything, to do with the herd. Mob tactics. Black Lives Matter demands piece of the Louisville business owner's profit for protection. Well, you know, that's about as, you know, you're going back, hey, Al, you know, can I borrow the big car and the Tommy gun? I'm going out to collect the money. This is as low as it gets, really. And we aspire, I hope, to live and participate in a world where we earn what we earn, we can share what we earn. But when somebody puts a knife to your throat or threatens you with violence, robbery is still robbery. And that is still evil. Malaysian scientists discovered 10 times deadlier coronavirus strain, making it more infectious. Here's what it means. It means we're probably dealing with a military operation. That's what it means. And they have several strains. And they release them at various choke points and ramp up the terror, especially when you look at, you know, places like India. They beat you into the street for violating any of these distancing, quarantine rules, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And a bit of history, too, from a guest I had on probably in 2018, Diljana Gaitanseva, probably one of the greatest reporters of this century so far. She was the one reporting that the weapons were going to Syria under U.S. diplomatic cover through Bulgaria, her home nation, through Saudi Arabia, to the battlefield. Well, I sort of mentioned that she was looking into a project in Tbilisi, Georgia, as the show was ending. And this is her article from May 2020. Project G 2101, Pentagon Biolab discovered MERS and SAR-like coronaviruses in bats. And a place called the Lugar Center, a Pentagon biolaboratory in Georgia's capital, Tbilisi. People died there in tragic accidents. And they were taking these samples under diplomatic cover to Wuhan, China. I think that's a pretty big story. They get $161 million from the Pentagon in this Tbilisi lab. and they're doing genetic studies on coronaviruses, and 5,000 bats collected from Georgia, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Turkey, and Jordan. Part of a bat research program, EcoHealth Alliance USA. Now, you would think, especially because she gets copies of signed documents, you know, she's just a right in your face, taking pictures around the place. She's just an amazing person. I tried to contact her to get her to come on the show again to talk about this, but she didn't reply. And you'll have to try again in case the message was blocked. But this is part of the battle. There is a worldwide global push to work in secret to bring about this pandemic using military, diplomatic, and political assets to take this around the world, develop it, spread it, capture us, imprison us, and do what they will to us. And to what end? So that Big Pharma can rule the world? They say that you know who really runs things by who you cannot criticize. And if we try to criticize Big Pharma, we know very well who runs the world because we're not allowed. They turn on us like vipers. So that by logic determines they're pretty much running the world. Most every one of these public health places or research places is getting money from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and other apparatchiks. Makes you think, I hope. Anyway, this is Power Hour Nation. I'm George Frein from Canada. Joining us on the other side of the break, the Royal Secret, John Bentley, codes, bacon, and the way things really work. We'll see you there.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com today.